Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA. Got a live show for you today. Today is December the 1st, 2016. It is the first day of the last day of the month for the 2016. I don't know what I just said, but either way it goes, this is December the 1st, 2016. And 2016 is almost gone, but hey, I really don't. I give faith and I give credence and I give energy to the seasons and the calendar documenting the seasons, but I really don't give much faith to the overall calendar from the standpoint of time, because I don't really think that there is such thing as time. It's only energy. And we are the only time that we really have is eternal time. So, but the 2016 calendar year has basically gone by. We are in the beginning of the last month of the year, so we are going to take it on, because, man, these years are flying by. You know what they say, as you get older, the years just keep rolling right by. But it's okay, because I know that I'll be living forever and ever and ever, not really worried about it, because we are in the eternal energy spirit. So with that being said, just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show today. And at any time, if you'd like to jump in on the conversation, you can give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and you can jump in at any time. Before we get started, definitely everyone, we need to continue to maintain and support Black Talk Radio Network. And you can do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, and you will see the donation prompt that's there on the far right margin of the website. You'll see it in green. You can do it there, or you can actually find the home icon, and right next to the home icon, you'll see crowdfunding digital black media. You can also make your donations there in order for Black Talk Radio Network to continue to grow and continue to bring you what you consider to be extremely valuable. You can do that as well. So that's where you can go for that. Also, while you're there, check out Black Talk Radio Community. and that's BTR community. That's what it is. You can go further down on the far right-hand margin. You'll see a B there, and that's for Black BTR community, and that is a social media outlet where you can actually go to and engage in social media events and activities without having the worry of someone compromising and selling your identity to any bidder, or you being adversely affected because of your comments, what you post, what you think, your overall ideas, or just who you are. No one will adversely affect you there, which the other ones, they definitely, definitely do. In Black Talk Media Network, BTR would never ask you, do you know this person or that person, because they're not data mining to establish a web algorithm to be used against you or anyone else that the system so deems to use it for. Nothing is free. And BTR is $24 a month for one whole year. It's $24 a month. So definitely, definitely, let's support and continue to support that. Also, if you're interested in acquiring real money, you can go to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint, Prosperity Mint, and you can check out what's in inventory there. There's some things that need to be changed there, because I know some things are no longer going to be there. Sorry to say, we will keep it up, but the Cleopatra is no longer available. I'm going to have to send some people back their cash for that, because the 2 ounce Cleopatra round is no longer available, and the ones that we do have are already spoken for, and that is going to be a very, very, so if you got involved in that, that is going to be a very, very valuable collector's item in the future, but unfortunately that is discontinued. Pretty soon, once Prosperity Mint gets its own mind, there will be more Afrocentric silver and gold that will be brought to market. I see that happening in the future, but as of right now, that is not going to. And I think that's in the work very, very soon for some Afrocentric, and hopefully you all will support that in a very real way for that to be there, because that stuff, when that does happen, that those items are going to be extremely, extremely valuable in the future, because there'll be a very limited quantity of those that will be made. So just wanted to let you know that. So now let's check out what's in the news. Didn't post much what's in the news today. Was very, very busy. Was actually barely was able to get in to do the show today. That's just the way, you know, business goes. So, but we were able to do that. So let's check out some of the articles that were posted. First article for what's in the news came from Reuters. It was as of yesterday. Bank of England sees global financial risk after dump victory, which they mean Trump. This comes from London. Donald Trump's victory in the U.S. presidential election has increased the threat to the world economy from higher interest rates and less trade, the Bank of England said on Wednesday, yesterday. Very, very important, because this is, be prepared for it all. They're giving you heads up. Next article, my man Roz and a couple of other people, Deborah got a big kick out of this one, and this came from NBC News in New York. Thief Jack's 86-pound bucket of gold flakes worth $1.6 million. A quick-moving crook capitalized on a 20-second window of distraction by an armored car guard in the bustling midtown Manhattan to steal a bucket of gold flakes worth nearly $1.6 million. Surveillance videos obtained exclusive by NBC News 4 in New York shows the theft happened in broad daylight on a September afternoon on West 48th Street. So we're going to take a look at it. If you didn't see that, it was funny. My man Rod said, I saw this video. Let me move this down. I saw the video of this morning on the news. he had to fight me. His five-finger game was crazy. He was quick and slick with it. And he said, white folks do it better. They can show you better than I can tell you. And he did it so, he did so in the video, laugh out loud. And all I said was laugh out loud. This was on, and if you hadn't checked this out, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit, believe me, that's worth far more than that. And that thing was heavy, heavy. That 86 pounds is all density. And let me tell you, that was, in my opinion, that was definitely an inside job. So we'll take a look at that maybe today. So next one, article came from Reuters. And it says, U.S. veterans to form human shield at Dakota Pipeline protest. More than 2,000 U.S. military veterans plan to form a human shield to protect protesters of the pipeline project near the Native American Reservation in North Dakota. Organizers say just ahead of a federal deadline for activists to leave the camp they have been occupying. And this, my commentary from this says, this reminds me of the bonus march on Washington during the Great Depression, and I believe it was in 1932 in May or so of 1932, and I said, wouldn't surprise me if the government responds the exact same way with very small differences. And what they did there, this is where General McCarthy, David Eisenhower, and Patton became relative figures. Well, McCarthy was already the Joint Chief of Staff, and his staff was Dwight Eisenhower was an aide to his, and they also used Patton against some of the military vets that was protesting their benefits cut out that the U.S. government had promised them, and they didn't give it to them. And so what they did was that they had actually raided, they actually ran through them and pushed them over the bridge and set fire to their encampment. And actually, it was a big confrontation where they killed a bunch of veterans, and it was a really bloody scene where they had basically had rolled over the mob and burned the whole town down. And this is where Smedley Butler, one of the very, very famous Marine Corps generals, became very, very famous. And Smedley Butler was also famous for ratting out Prescott Bush and all of his cohorts that were trying to overthrow the U.S. government, which they never was given the death penalty for. And it was a bunch of companies and bunch of people that were involved in it. And it was Prescott Bush, the celebrity figurehead president's father and grandfather, that was involved in that overall coup. And they tried to hire Smedley Butler to do it, and he ratted them out. And we played that a while ago here on Tando Radio Show, just to show what the Bushes had been up to, and not only that, what the overall Nazis were up to, because that's who they all served and that cult was all about, and he gave them up. But that was the bonus march. And I see the same thing happening here, where I think that they're going to try to run through these camps, and there's going to be a bloody affair that happens. And I wouldn't be surprised, as I said yesterday, if this sparks a real wildfire here in the nation because of that. So check out that one. Next article comes from Market Watch. Potential gold import ban by India could be the biggest bombshell since Nixon. And we're going to definitely take a look at that and take a look at some other things today that are relevant to that. Very, very important. Next article comes from Bloomberg. And my commentary on this, playing out perfectly. Trump's tax cut means billion-dollar write-down for U.S. banks. And we're going to take a look at that, how that – and you're going to be the victim of this. This is – the banks are going to get away with it, and this is why he had the Secretary of Treasury is nothing more than a former Goldman Sachs top echelon individual, and that being mentioned, what's his name? Minucci. It's almost close to manure. That's really what he's all about. But it's Minucci, I forget the actual pronouncing of it because I don't see it in front of me. If I saw it, I would. But this is why this is all starting to happen. And this has real legs as how it's going to play itself out here in the United States. And we're going to get a multifaceted attack against you, which you've seen like in India, which you've seen in South, which you're seeing in South America, in Venezuela, and what you're seeing in different places throughout the world. All of those things are going to collide and be the big event, and I wouldn't be surprised if it happens in 2016. This is why it's very important for you to move into real assets as soon as you possibly can from whatever you can do. Very important. So that is, we're going to take a look at that. Also, this comes from the Independence. Venezuela currency is not is so worthless. Excuse me, Venezuela's currency is now worth so little, people are weighing it instead of counting it, and we're going to take a look at that. Again, we talked about this before, but we're going to actually take a look at these articles and see how they play out. The future, and I said from this one, I said the future from looking south, meaning that this is what's going to happen here. Next article, this one came from Bloomberg. India cashless citizens are locking up bankers. India's cashless citizens are locking up bankers. And so definitely going to take a look at that. And today's show, today here on Tando Radio, the live show on December 1st, where we're going to be talking about the test of fire, the difference between price and value. Very, very important. And my man was speaking to one of our brothers and colleagues and this morning, and it struck that that overall conversation. So that's what's in the news, and we're definitely going to take a look at some of these things. And let me go back since we have a little time. And, of course, at any time, if you'd like to get in the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. And I would definitely say if you have any questions, you definitely should call in and ask any questions. Maybe it could help you out. It definitely, your questions could help out some other people. There were also some people asked me about what does your being backed by gold actually mean. Some very, very good friends and people of ours asked me, and they, you know, and so I will explain that to you as well. So there's a bunch of things that we can definitely look at and what's happening in the news, and we're going to do just that. So we got a couple of minutes before we get into the commercial break. Let me see here. Let me fix this up. So what we're going to do until we do that, we're going to just take a look at some of the articles that we're going to look at in today's show. We really need to emphasize the difference between price and value. And we're speaking to a friend this morning, and we were talking about the different things that have, that a lot of people think have value and they don't. And it's a real facade. You know, one of the things that is very critical for us as people, and for you as an individual, and you as a family member, and as us as a community, that we start to realize the difference between price and value. There is a huge difference. Just because something has a high price tag on it doesn't mean that it has any value at all. Or just because it has a price tag that gives you more currency because of it does not mean that it has any value at all. Things that have real value, or regardless of the overall price of it, is because of what it can do that brings it value. And the things that really have the most value are things that the great creator God Almighty has made. Yes, there are some things that man has made that has somewhat a figment of value, or they're an imitation of value, or some of them maybe have some worth to them, but most of them don't really have a lot of value. Some things do, and we need to understand, especially within our community, especially for those of us that are stuck in a consumer's mindset, which has been pushed on all of us since we entered school from home and sent off to the institution of domestication and docile training that you have in grade schools and everything else. They taught everyone to be consumers. This is why you've had the the advent of the holidays. All of these holidays that they have are nothing more than commercial holidays, and they have, you know, a lot of them have paganistic or demonic ritual ties to them all that we need to be talking about. You know, Brother Davis was talking about the deception of things yesterday that was so, so true. So one of the things is that price does not determine value, and value is not always set by price. Value is value, and price is price. Most things that are priced by things, most of them are priced in cash, and that is not something that you really should be giving some a lot of attention to. And best way to explain it, I was talking to a friend. I would take Jordans, for example. A lot of people think that Jordans have value. Jordans have no real value other than what they are able to do intrinsically. I'm going to say that again. Yes, there are some Jordans, and some people say, Dave, what you talking about? Jordans is valuable. No, you think they are. They're not really valuable. That's based all off of speculation and confidence, ladies and gentlemen. There's a big difference, and we have to understand the difference between the two. Let me tell you why Jordans have no real intrinsical value. It's all speculation, and at any moment, it's like cash. It'll be worthless. It will have more value than cash because it's still sneakers and shoes that can offer your feet some protection, but outside of that, they are worthless outside of that. And the value that they're put on monetarily is a deception. It is one of the things that deceives us into being consumers. Case in point, most of the things that have the most value are absent of man's creation. They are created by the great creator God Almighty and are sustainable within the universe if you do not destroy it. If you do not, if you don't have a reverence for it and you actually take it out of circulation or take it out of existence. Case in point, there are many animals that are now no longer thriving because they are extinct now. See, things that have real value, when you lose them, they don't just go bye-bye. They become extinct in so many ways. Animals, for an example. Silver, for example, could very well be extinct on this planet. And the big difference between Jordans and a lot of people would say, well, Jordans have, you know, I could sell my Jordans, but some Jordans could be sold as high as what? I don't know. You know, if you guys know some of the prices of Jordans, I don't know, $10,000, I don't know, $1,000. That's cash, folks. That's worthless. And here's the test of Jordans, why Jordans are a... You don't get caught in the consumerism of things, and there's a difference between value and price. Here's the test. Most things that the things that the great creator has established, most of them can endure the test of fire. Jordans can't endure the test of fire. Jordans can't endure the test of dirt. Jordans can't endure the test of wearing down. If for those same Jordans, if for them to be valuable, you have to not wear them. You have to put them up and keep them so they're not touched. If the heel is just worn down a little bit, they are no longer any good. If you take a pen and just write on it, it's lost its value. Or if you just cut it just a little bit or indent it in anyhow, it loses its value. Because it's never had any real value. It had only consumer speculative value. And that's not anything that you should be engaging in as a measure of savings or prosperity building, because it won't build any prosperity. Case in point, when things go awry, like in Bosnia, when things went awry, if you had Jordans, the only thing that those Jordans were good for is putting them on your feet so that you can run from one house to another house and hopefully not get shot at in between that time period, especially in the daytime. No value. Now, take, for example, silver and gold, or let's take land, for example. As we talked about, when forest fires happen. What happens when the ashes hit the ground? It rehabs the soil so that the trees can grow even stronger and bigger. Sister Davis talked about how ash was used in farming. It's still used to this day. They try to rehab farms all over the country with ash. Same thing, one of the things you need to be doing with your gardens and everything else. Because it endured the test of fire to where it still gave out something of value. You burn Jordans, nothing. Why? Because it's made by man as a consumer base based in speculation. Take, for example, like I said, with Jordans, if you write on them or if you damage it in any way, it loses all of its value. You get a little dirt on it and you can't get that dirt off of it, it loses all of its value. Take silver and gold. It could be at the bottom of the ocean for hundreds and hundreds of years. When they pull it up, it's still silver and gold and still as valuable as the day it sunk, probably even more.
David, I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Where can I go sell Jordans at?
You know what? I think you could do it online. I'm not... I know, like, I worked with a bunch of young people, and they were all into that. And what they used to do is they used to wait in line for new Jordans to come out, go buy them, and then sell them on eBay and places like that.
Okay,
on
so
eBay
that's
my and
okay.
Places like that, Scotty.
Got you. So it's not like a gold exchange or something like that. You know, it's just that people who have bought into the Jordan hype. Because I'm going to be honest with you, I used to sell bootleg Jordans, man. I used to get, well, I'm not even going to say they bootleg. They were genuine Jordans, but they had like little defects that you couldn't even tell unless I showed them to you. And I was getting them from the same factory where the Jordans is made. You can get them for like... Depending upon, like if you ordered a container, a shipping container full, you can get them about $12 a pair or less.
Yes, right, Scotty. Yes, you definitely can do that, and that is profitable if you're selling it. Yes, there is a market for it.
But what I'm saying, Dave, though, what I don't see any value
market for it.
There is no value in Jordans other than playing basketball or putting them on, man. Yeah. I'm saying it's all media creation. It's all media hype.
Yes. It really, really is. It really, really, really is. And now, especially look at the markup that they do with those things. As Scotty said, $12. You could get a whole, you know, if you buy a whole shipping container, and that's a bunch of Jordans, and you can sell them. And everything else, that's, you know, that's your business. That's fine. I'm not knocking anyone that sells Jordans. Here's what we're saying, and I know Scotty knows this, and totally agrees. You should not get yourself in such a consumer's mindset that you throw away your energy for something that is not going to return or preserve your labor for the future. What do I mean by that? How much time we got? We got a little time. Those Jordans, if you're going to be selling Jordans, that's fine. But if you're going to be buying Jordans to save them and hold on to them, you're taking a great, great risk. Because at any point, at any time, that whole thing could be blown up. And they could be totally, totally... Yes, if you were lucky enough to buy some Jordans back, and I bought some in 1984 when they first came out, the black and white ones and everything else, and I knew that they were going to be valuable in the future. And there's a big value. Some of them, $12,000 for the different, all the different ones. But see, this is the thing about it. They have no real intrinsic value. Their real intrinsic value is probably even less than $12. And guess, this is the key. Jordans would have never, ever withstood a real economic crisis cycle. Let me say that again. It has not endured a real economic crisis cycle yet. What does that mean? Well, listen, we're going to go to a commercial break. When we come out of the break, I'm going to explain it to you why this is so important. We must understand the difference between price and value. If you are going to save, you save in something that has intrinsical value that has never and can never go to zero. Jordans will go to zero. They're a fad. Remember members only jacket? You remember what Michael Jackson used to wear and all that other stuff? You remember gazelles and all of that? Jordans will be the exact same way soon enough. Just wait for the next major celebrity figurehead to come up, and they will replace that. And all those people that have those Jordans, wasted. No return on your investment. Got to be careful with some things. Know what you're doing before you engage in it. Have a plan, but never ever save in something that has not withstood the test of economic crisis. So, listen, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll jump back into this. If you'd like to get in on a conversation, you agree, you disagree, no problem. Let's talk about it, because we can learn something, and all of the listeners can learn something if we have a dialogue. Very, very important. So give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I am your host, Dave from L.A., and if you'd like to get in on the conversation about price and value, that's what today's show is all about. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. And get in front of this, especially now, as, you know, for those that actually engage in the so-called holiday season and everything else, these are some of the things that we need to really talk about. And you know, one of the things I want to express is that I just want you to be smart about your overall energy. When you go to work, and what I mean by work, it doesn't matter if you work for yourself or you work for someone else. You are expending energy. That energy has to be profitable and has to benefit you. Not just today, but tomorrow as well. And not just tomorrow, 10, 20, 30, 100, 200, 300 years, 500 years, 1,000 years from now. Because your energy is eternal. It always will be. And you want your energy to always be where you respect it and you actually use it in a way that benefits your overall legacy. So I just want you to be wise about something. Okay? Now, if you sell Jordans, that's fine. If you sell them, you know, where people want to buy them, you know, for hundreds and hundreds and thousands of dollars, you go and you get them and then you put them and you sell them and you get a profit from it. I'm not knocking that hustle. No, that's not what I'm knocking. Here's what's important. Understand this. Just because you do it and it brings you cash, you may think that it's going to make you wealthy, and it won't. My thing is that I just want you to use cash and use price for what it should be used for. Don't think that you can use that as your savings and as your prosperity building. It won't work.
Dave, I'm sorry, man. I got to ask you another question, bro. Do you mean to tell me that, I mean, because it's been a while since I've been out there in the world, so to speak, you know? So there's a lot of stuff going on that I don't know about because my ear ain't to the street.
Every day I'm hustling. Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, my ear ain't to the street like that no more. I ain't out there hustling like I used to. But do you mean to tell me that there are people who are actually saving in Jordans?
Oh, man, Scotty, let me tell you, there are some young people, and I, you know, from my youth explorers that I used to work with and just some young people that I used to work with, they were actually, every time Jordans came out, they would run to go get them in the certain sizes mean a lot. Now, with Sister David, I'm going to give you, there's different games and there's different hustles to this. There are some people that buy Jordans for their children, the babies, and everything else. Well, those things become where you can resell them at a profit or resell them to get more cash. Make sure you do that. Recycle that stuff and move it and then, you know, do that. But, yes, Scotty, there are people that actually, this is their business, where they are in the memorabilia business. And what they do, and not only that, their side hustle may be moving Jordans. Yes, especially the hard to get ones. There's just different ones, and oh man, you would be surprised how big that overall business is. Yes, and what they do is that new Jordans will come out. They'll go to all the sneaker stores to try to, you know, they'll pay the people at the store a little something on the side, $200, $300, because they know that they'll get those Jordans. They'll get a couple of them at the particular size for men. Oh, man, it's hard to find 10 and a half, 11s, things, because that's where most men's foot range, and they can sell those for crazy. You just go on eBay and look at the overall prices for some of the Jordans and then some selective ones. What they'll do is they'll get those sneakers, and then they will hustle them and sell them. I'm not mad at that at all. I'm not mad at you. Hey, man, that's a part of being an entrepreneur. But what I'm saying is this. Don't let your smart move end up being a flaw of yours. Always allow your smart moves to turn into a wise direction. Just because you sell Jordans and you get the cash for it, first thing that you should be doing, this goes for any person in any business or any person that works in the job market or any person at all. When you work, whenever you go to work, if you're an entrepreneur, a business owner, a work for a company, what you need to do is you need to save in real assets. Because if you don't save in assets and all you do is save in cash, you are going to be deceived into thinking that you have wealth and you don't. And this is what this show is all about. So if you do those things, make sure that you use your cash for what it should be used for. And that should be for providing a medium of exchange for your food, servicing your housing needs, your transportation needs, using your cash to actually feed your family and things of that nature and get the essential things that you need. Yes, you use cash for that. But what you never, ever do is you never save in cash. You never save in cash. Why? Because you're saving in a depreciating, and now the thing that you need to know, which is hot on the press, we've been talking about it since the very first show that we had. When the very first show that we had to go far in the past to show you when cash was demonetized in different forms and fashion. Now we don't have to do that. It's happening all over the world and all over in within the country itself. Cash becomes demonetized and you lose everything. So what does that mean? Here's what it means. You just worked 8 hours. You just worked 40-hour week. You just worked an 80-hour 2 weeks. You just worked 100 hours because of overtime. And then they paid you a note, and they call them dead presidents. They gave you a piece of paper, a note, saying that you can go to the store, and when you go to the store owner can take that note and give you something that you want based off of the value of the price of what the store owner is asking for. They gave you a hall pass. They gave you a pass to go from one plantation to another plantation because you're doing master's bidding. But at any point and at any time, you can hand that note to someone and they shake their head and say, nope, that's not enough. What just happened? This is probably one of the most important economic lessons that you could ever learn. What just happened was this. You had confidence in a note that was used to steal your labor and to enslave you. Because that 40-hour week that you worked 2 weeks ago, a month ago, a year ago, you can't recoup that energy. Whoever you gave that energy to has now used that for their profit, and you can't get it back. And guess what? They just gave you their payment. The payment that they gave you for that energy is no longer worth anything. This is how the plantation is gone. This is how slavery has left the acreage of the plantation field and now is just the size of a dollar bill. You're still enslaved because debt is a wage of a slave. You pay a slave debt. But that doesn't mean that the slave has to be naive to what real money is and what real protection is, to where they keep that debt wage as their savings. They can move that into a real asset that will not lose value. This is so critical. We talked about it before, but this is where we really need to spend some time and explain this and so that you can see it. At Prosperity Mint, the Cleopatra, I said that is no longer available, discontinued. That actual silver round is only going to increase in value. And not only that, regardless of what happens, it still will have value because it's pure silver. So your energy can't be... This is why a wage of a king is gold. And the wage of a lady and a gentleman is silver. And the wage of a slave is debt. See, because the wage of a lady and a gentleman and a king can't be devalued. Their energy can't be stolen from them by the economy. Because the economy needs those that have assets, and it exploits those that don't. And this is what today's show is all about, knowing the difference between price and value. This is why in this one article that we posted inside of Cando, inside of BTR, where Trump tax cut means billion-dollar write-downs for the U.S. bank. That is the moving of currency to benefit the banks and to exploit your energy that you just waged out into the job market or into the business market. This is where those with assets steal from those that don't have it. If you ever want to know what slavery was all about the stealing and harvesting of energy by way of controlling assets. And until we understand that, we will continue to wear and think and spend and consume Jordans instead of transferring. Because do you really need those Jordans, or do you need to have some prosperity brought into yourself, into your family, where you can control assets, where you can be a lady and a gentleman, or you can be a king? This isn't what the system wants you to know. There is no education. They won't teach you this in Harvard, Yale, or any of the business schools. They will only teach those in those business schools to be the conduit of exploiting the people, you and I. But that doesn't mean we have to go down that direction. That doesn't mean that that we have to walk away from the truth. The thing about the truth is the truth doesn't need you. It stands on its own. You need the truth. But it's not required that you live by it. Not required that you live by the truth. So We're talking about, so if you are one of those individuals, much love, much respect, do what you got to do. I understand this is, but be wise about it. When you sell some of those Jordans, if that's what you're doing, don't take that cash and hold on to that cash outside of what it should be doing. Should you have an emergency fund that has some cash? Yes. It doesn't need to be a whole lot. But what you should be saving in is real assets that is going to bring wealth and relevance and opportunity and, more importantly, leverage to you and your family. Let me give you a hint, a clue here. Jordans, for those of us that thought that they were valuable, no, they're just a consumer fad that's just in fashion right now. Because at any moment, at any time, there could be a new superstar that will come out and they will have some Jordans, and then all of a sudden the market will change, the consumer market will change. The overall equity and collateral market won't. It never does. The consumer market, the faddish market, changes. All of a sudden a new celebrity comes along, and there is their glasses or whatever, because this is why, you know, we have no culture within our community anymore. We follow fads. This is why people get all types of different things, because it's in season now. You've seen them do it all. We all have our, and they call it style and everything else. Well, the thing about style is that it always costs you what you can't get back, your energy. Style always costs you what you can't get back, your energy. So now a new sports celebrity figurehead comes along, and they have shoes or something else. Jordans ain't relevant no more. Gone. Now, do they still? Now, let me say this. Now, are there some memorabilia that has value and everything else? Sure, they do. But it's still based off of consumerism and has no real intrinsical value. Things that have real intrinsical value save your life, because it was created by the great creator to sustain life. Jordans weren't created by the great creator to sustain any life. It was a marketing idea, and it was a business of an individual or a group of individuals or a corporation or person. Just because you are a person doesn't make you a human being, a living spirit, a living entity. So some person developed Jordans, marketed, made it fashionable, made it fad, and had people killing themselves and killing others to get it. That was one of the greatest, that's one of the great thefts of wasted energy that we engage in. So all of a sudden a new person comes along and those Jordans aren't worth anything anymore. Not worth a dime. But here's the real test. The real test is fire. Silver and gold, you could put a match to it. Put the match to it and it still has the intrinsical value of what it is. It's still valuable. Oh, not as a fad, but as a builder of culture, legacy, and eternal prosperity. The Jordans just won't be able to do it. You won't be able to use them. You'll only be able to look at them inside of a case, a cage. Because once again, this is how the system enslaves us all. Should we have shoes and think? Yes, but they should never, ever overextend or go beyond their intrinsic value. Do Jordans have intrinsic value? Yes, they're good for shoes. But they may not be the best shoes depending on what you need to do, so then they're limited in their overall intrinsic value. Don't want to wear Jordans on Mount Everest. You're going to freeze to death. So there's an appropriateness that we need to start to engage in. And it's critical that we do. Because until we understand that, we really don't know how we're being enslaved. What you marching for? What you're petitioning for? What you're voting for? What are you building for if it's still the same old system? We have to make sure that we don't become what we had to endure. Very, very critical for us to really see and to acquire the self-determining direction and the sovereignty that is already yours. But we've been deceived and tricked into giving it away. And these are all the magic tricks to make us believe that we're free, when sovereignty and self-determination has been surrendered. Very, very important. So, be wise about it all. Jordans have only been around since, what, 84? 85? I think it was 85. 84, 85. Silver and gold has been around since the creation of the universe. And it continues to create and sustain life everywhere. Little did you know, your school didn't tell you that you can't live without silver. There's no person on this planet that can live without silver. Just didn't know, because they don't want you to know the relevance of it. There's not one person, excuse me, there's not one living spirit, especially human, on this planet that can live without silver. You won't make it without it. Won't tell you that, though, because they don't want you to know. They want you to continue to consume what they're cooking. Very, very important. Would love to hear from you all. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. You as an individual, you should be moving, especially now, towards establishing some real prosperity for yourself and your family. It won't be a popular thing. It won't be something that you'll feel good about it from the standpoint of emotions based off of what other people, how they're going to be looking at you as status-wise. Won't do it. But what it will do, it will give you insurance and assurances that you can bank on, that you can establish your own self-determination and sovereignty, that you will be able to build the community in which you want to establish and live in, and you will be able to foster the culture that you will be passing down. That is a truth. That is a truth. So to solidify that, how much time we got? Okay, we got a little time. To solidify why this is so, so important. We talked about this, but we need to rehash and go back to this so that we understand. There's a couple of stories. One story comes out of, but before we do that one, there's a Bloomberg story, and I know Sister Davis hit me up this afternoon about this one. It's a Bloomberg story, and it says everything about what we just explained, the test of fire. When, for you and I, as the Tando Radio Show listeners, whenever we talk, from now on, you'll hear me, will that withstand the test of fire? And what I mean by that is that, is this something that can endure what has been naturally placed into the universe as the litmus test and the measure of value? Does land stand the test of fire? Yes. Does the ocean stand the test of fire? Yes. Does silver and gold stand the test of fire? Yes. Do your homes withstand the test of fire? No. It has its place, but it still doesn't withstand the test of fire. Does a car? No. Better hope you have insurance on all of those things. And you better hope this. Here's the clue. You better hope that the insurance company that you have the insurance with is solvent. See, when you have what the great creator God Almighty has deemed as real money, you don't need any insurance. It is the insurance, and it gives you assurances that if you have it, because you can't own it, there's not one person that can own 1 ounce of silver or 1 ounce of gold. And I don't think that you really can own any land. That in itself is the system teaching you to enslave something else that's living. The land is living. The land lives. It's why it's able to bear forth fruit and living things out of it. But see, we don't resonate that way. We don't look at it that way. We should, because we've been so highly calcified by the fluoride and the lies in the consumerism of civilization, we don't even know what lives around us anymore. Because as Sister Davis said yesterday, so elegantly said, we are already the walking dead. And the walking dead doesn't see anything else that's alive around it. It just consumes everything that it can. It's a march of destruction. So, in this one article, let's check out this article, and it came out yesterday. And this article is from Bloomberg. It says, mob locked up bankers during India's cash chaos. And I'm going to put it this way here. In the future, you'll see this. Mobs try to lock up bankers and lynch bankers. Well, I'm not going to say that. What I mean by lynch, I mean it from the legal standpoint of snatching them, like they did in Iceland. Mobs actually lock up bankers during the United States cash chaos and debt default. People are going to be so pissed and so upset. But little do we know, a lot of us, because we bought into the system, we became the system. When you buy into the system, you become the agent, the employee, the minion, and the seeder of it. That's just how the universe works. The choice is yours to be able to discern if you want to discern some truths or not. How many of us throughout our lives know that something is the truth, but we want to, it gives us a better feeling to deny it. It may be the truth, but it feels better for me to deny that truth. This is what's called living in a civilized world. It's a constant denial of the truth. And you always hear people say people need to wake up. I would say this way, people need to walk away. Waking up is one thing, walking away is another. It requires more energy. Because many of us are aware of it, but we still engage in it because it's what we've been taught. And it's really, just because you've been taught something doesn't mean that you have to buy into what you taught in the energy of it. We choose to give our energy. Man, your free will is so powerful. Our free will is so powerful. So, so powerful. If our free will is so powerful that it does not require, our free will is so powerful that we no longer need to get on our knees to petition the great creator for anything. I'm going to say that again. Our free will is so powerful that it doesn't require you to be on your knees for anything, to petition the great creator for anything. But civilized doctrine will have you on your knees, but you don't move. You wait on a miracle and start instead of building and creating the heaven that you're entitled to. Heaven can't be built for you. It has to be determined by you. Listen, get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come out of the commercial break, we're going to take a look at this article and why this is so important. And anytime, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call. 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back everyone to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host Dave from LA. If you'd like to get in on a conversation, agree or disagree, I still respect and love you regardless. Would love to hear from you in a dialogue. Very, very important, more important than a monologue. Give us a call at 866-510-9025. And just before we went to the commercial break, we were going to jump into this article from Bloomberg. And I was just saying that heaven can't be, you'll never find heaven on your knees. It can only be engineered and created by your free will and energized by your free will. And there it shall be. So I know that may be contrary to a lot of religious teachings and everything else. That's fine. I'm not here to offend anyone, but it's just one of the things that you have to ask some questions, and if that's what you prefer to engage in, my love for you is not changed at all. Nor do I require that you move away from that. I would always say to you, my respect for you goes beyond what you believe or what I believe. I respect you because I'm not a respecter of person. The title that the world gives you, or the title in which we like to be known as within the world, my love for you is because of the spirit and the energy and the possibilities of which you can, won't always agree with different things. But I know that the great creator has never made any mistake. So it's perfect. I would just say maybe you should question some things. And that's a journey that you need to go on your own. So want to jump into this article. But, of course, anytime you'd like to jump in, you can hit us up, 866-510-9025. There's an article to make this point. In the article, mob locks up bankers during India's cash crisis. Bankers are bracing for long hours and angry mobs as payday approaches in India, the first test of Prime Minister Modi's move to invalidate almost all cash in circulation. See, this is what you can do with cash and why I've always said it's not money. Break that addiction from yourself. You need money, not cash. And money has been given a very bad reputation because it's been deceptively changed. This is why the money changers. You can't live without money. You just didn't know it. Because the changing of the money, we don't even identify and know what money is any longer. Money is something that you can't live without. Cash means you won't live at all. As free and self-determining. So, what happened is that India, we talked about this before, India actually clawed back and demonetized everything that they've already printed, put out to the people. They waited to the appropriate time and appropriate moment. What was the appropriate time and appropriate moment? This was set out 100, 200, and 300 years ago. And at the appropriate time, they'll... to harvest your energy. It doesn't matter if you've been living so well before in the past, if you're still living under the means and under the overall guidelines of the system, and that's your primary thing, that primarily your energy is being stolen from you. Some of us don't mind our energy being stolen from us. As Harriet Tubman said, I freed many a slave, I would have freed thousands of more if they only had known that they were slaves. So the article goes on. Already people who are frustrated are locking branches. Excuse me, move this down. Already people who are frustrated are locking branches from the outside in and abusing staff as enough cash is not available, said C.H. And you're not even going to try to say this person's name. His name is C.H., General Secretary of the All Indian Bank Employees Association. The group has, and see, let me tell you, this is one of the things. This is what the system does. They show you the different banks and the people that work within the banks and everything else and the different banks. These are why all these people are nothing more than celebrity figureheads. They'll let you see these individuals so that you'll wage a false war against them that won't change a damn thing. So what, you burn down a bank branch? So what, you grab and beat up a banker? That ain't going to change the system. That individual is a minion for the system itself. It abuses them like they abuse you. This is why they put these people in front of you so that you'll have a think that you're going to get some reprieve by doing something that you can see. This is an asymmetrical war that you're in, ladies and gentlemen. It ain't about what you can see, because what you see is not real. What you don't see is more real than what you can see with your physical eyes. You ever wonder why in the United States they got all of these ATM machines all over the place and less branches? See, at the appropriate time, as they start to unwind this financial system, because it gives them leverage for what they want to do, they want to steal your energy in a more consumptive way. They want to consume your energy even more, so they know that you're already a junkie for cash. So what's the appropriate way to do? Let's cut off the drug supply. Let's have a cash war, like we have a drug war. Let's have a currency war. And the currency war does everything like its drug war. It destroys the natural process of the living human body. And it deceives the spirit by way of the will. So these people are attacking bankers. What are they going to get from attacking bankers? And I would say, if you're going to beat up a banker, but don't forget to beat yourself up, because you banked a lot of hope and cash. You just wasn't a great teller. So, goes on. The group has sought police protection at the bank branches for the next 10 days, he added. This is the fallout for one of the worst planned and executed government decisions in decades. No, they've been doing this for a while, and they're going to continue to do it. He estimated that about 20 million people, almost twice the population of Greece, will queue up at bank branches and ATMs over the coming weeks. Queue up means line up. That's what they use the word queue up instead of saying line up. So it would say, line up at bank branches and ATMs over the coming week when most employees in India pay their staff in an economy where 98% of the consumers' payments are in cash. Banks are functioning with about half the amount of currency they need. And guess who that adversely affects the most, ladies and gentlemen? It don't hurt the bank one bit. Banks don't fail. They trip the population into default. Retaining public support is crucial for Modi before key state elections next year and a national contest in 2019. India's cash chaos by the numbers. We are bracing ourselves for payday and fearing the worst, says one chief executive officer at a bank in India. If we run out of cash, we'll have to approach the Reserve Bank of India for more. It is tough. Now, India, seventh largest economy in the world. The people in India, they know about gold. They know about gold. But see, this is the thing. People still have an addiction to cash because that's what they were paid in by the system and their overseers of employers. And the system is enslaving them by cash. This is powerful because the system does not have to do anything energy-wise to create cash. In order for you to create a child, there has to be energy. In order for you to build a structure, you have to put energy into it. In order for the system to enslave people, the system itself does not create energy. It gets slaves to build the institution that will hold them down and oppress them. It don't cost them a damn thing to put some designs on some doggone paper and hand it out to people. And people will be running and jumping and fighting for it. There was a client of mine told me about a time that their family was hastily leaving a country. And as they were looking to flee from the country, because of the turmoil within the country. And what did they do? They were being chased. I think I told the story before. They were being chased by some people, government officials. And this was a wealthy family. And when they were being chased, they had two things in the vehicle that they were trying to make it to the border to get sanctuary in another country. And as they were racing to the border, they had a couple of things in the car. They had a bunch of cash and they had a bunch of gold. The people that were chasing them were gaining on them, and the father said, I'm gonna put a stop to this. Told the children to throw all the cash out the window. And guess what those that were pursuing them did? They hit the brakes. And the father, as he realized that he was getting away from it all, he looked to the children and he said some choice words about the intellect of those that was chasing them and stopped to get the paper. And you can only imagine what those choice words were. I won't say because it's not appropriate to say on this air. And it's so true. So it goes on. Half as much. The shortage follows November 8th move to ban the 500 ruble and the 1,000 ruble, the $15 notes, a decision that was blindsided the nation and sucked up 86% of the currency in circulation. This is going to be the exact same thing in a different form that happens here. It's going to blindside so many people, and it's going to sucker punch and take out a large percentage of the currency or the value of the currency. All the currency may still be in circulation, but how they're going to do it here is that it won't buy a darn thing. It will lose purchasing power. Most top banks in the financial heart of Mumbai are now starting the day with anywhere between 800 million rubles to 1.2 billion rubles of cash, and instead of the typical 1.5 billion rubles, according to bank officials who declined to identify, citing the sensitivity of the subject. These currency chests are then shared with several branches, which are rotating supply withdrawals. Rotating supplies. Withdrawals are capped at 10,000 rubles per person instead of the 24,000 rubles limit set by the government, said a manager at the state-run Bank of India branch in eastern state of... And see, this is the key. We don't even realize the capital controls that we've already been put under here in the United States. How many places no longer accept cash? You can't pay for things in cash. Ladies and gentlemen, that's capital control. That's the actual cash being taken out of circulation for the appropriate time to get you. How many times do you go to an ATM machine and they tell you, no, well, you can only take out this much because it's a security reason? No, that's a lie. What they're doing is that they're getting you used to not being able to get what you have so-called worked for and you what is rightfully yours and owed and due, because you're not owed or due it at all because you don't own it. Cash is owned by those that created it. They have the patent on it. So they can determine how much you get, even though you've expent the energy of labor to acquire it. We are acquiring a fool's gold in paper. And that's just not here. It's everywhere in the world. Currency and cash is fool's gold. In Mumbai, a suburb, a branch of the nation's largest lender, the state of India, was starting the day with about 600,000 rubles of cash that will run out in about an hour compared to the 1.5 billion they typically have, the manager says, is run on the banks. Staff will also have to work harder to document the payouts once business hours end. You see what they're doing there in India? They're getting all these people worked up. They're getting them to where it's going to be overburdened for the people. They disrupted their everyday way of life. They disrupted their plantation ritual. And now the people are going to fighting and doing everything else to get back to normal. Just imagine when they bring more of the pain. They're going to bring the pain there so much, and it's not just going to be there, it's going to be everywhere. They're going to bring so much of the pain that the people will be willing to do whatever, and they'll be willing to work harder and work longer for nothing in return. Just like they said, staff will have to work harder to document the payouts because business hours. Once business hours end, the plantation their insatiable appetite for your energy can never be quenched or satisfied. So that tells us at some point and at some time, we have to create. First, we have to walk away and create something that is not a leech on our energy. Both managers asked not to be identified. Other options. Here's what some of the other options are. How much time we got? Okay. Other options. With payday around the corner, lots of small and medium-sized companies are opting for paying for prepaying cards over cash payment. Managers, directs a payment solutions company, it's Cash Card LET. Now, who do you think is going to benefit from all this turmoil? Those individuals that knew that this was going to be coming and they structured themselves accordingly, and this is going to be the system itself, the cryptocurrency, and those that have established the alternative means to get cash, because people are going to run into that because they're going to get tired of waiting in line. Oh, it's such a being duped. Whose chairman represent the Body of Payment Council of India. More than 5 million of these cards have been sold in India in 1 week. Excuse me, in the last week. They sold over 5 million of these cards have been sold in India in the last 1 week. And sales of 40 million are expected through December. No, they're not going to sell 40 million. They're going to probably sell far more. Probably quadruple that. Ride-sharing services have partnered with fuel companies to help drivers get e-vouchers to fill up their tanks at the Petroleum Corporation pumps. And the company said in a statement, India's largest digital wallet startup has noticed a doubling on their online charges, including a trend where individuals top up multiple mobile phones to help friends and family in the country. See, and these people are giving you the solution to the crisis that they've created. And at the appropriate time, they're going to get your butt again. Because it's even easier and more effective and efficient with the solutions that they're giving you. The solutions that they're giving you are enslaving the people of India and everyone else, because this is setting precedent that's going to happen here. Goes on to say, the government, too, is urging electronic payments. Card payment facilities were introduced in Parliament during Parliament Dining Hall on Wednesday. The Trust of India reported, citing Parliament Food Committee Chairman, said, while large companies, now, let me stop. It was the government that ordered all of a sudden sucker punched and blindsided everybody on November the 8th by taking out 86% of its cash flow. But now, and then all of a sudden, these same individuals, the same institutions, is going to bring you some remedy to the problem that they created? Wow. We going to buy this shit, stuff? And I say this because this is critical for us to know what's happening in India and happening in Venezuela, because it's going to have the same form here. And even before this stuff was talked about, we were saying to you countless times here that these things are going to be happening. This is how they're going to do it. They're going to give you the problem, create a crisis that goes into chaos, and they're going to offer everyone solution, and everyone's going to buy it because of the pain. Because of the pain. So now, another major article that we posted comes from MarketWatch. Here's what happened here and what's being said here. Potential gold imports banned by India could be the biggest bombshell since Nixon. And it has a lady, and let me tell you, like I said before, India has is no stranger to gold. Far beyond the they understand gold far beyond, and they have more gold far beyond than what any other civilized population in the world has. They celebrate it. They have it. Here's what's happening there. If I can get this just to come up. Here we go. And I want you to see what the real solution to some of these things are, is that the same people that keep creating the wage of enslavement, until the people get tired of being slaves, they will continue to show up for their energy being siphoned by the system. I've made my own choice. You've made yours. Now it's a matter of what we make collectively. But how can we make any honest decision if we're not having the honest truth being brought to us as to what the lies and the deceptions are? I don't have the perfect solution for those the things that are adversely affecting us. But I know one thing. I know the perfect way to establish some form of sovereignty and self-determination. You have to become asset relevant. Assets have to be relevant in your life, your family life, and the community in which you live in and reside in. And you have to control those assets for the prosperity gain of yourself, your family, and the community at large. That is the perfect start. They say there's no such thing as perfect. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a deception, so that you'll continue not to change. You'll continue with going along with things the way they are. So it says, article, critical. Back in August 1971, it was actually August the 15th, 1971, Nixon shocked the world by taking the dollar off the gold standard. The dollar had been on a gold standard since the Bretton Woods Agreement in 1944, the biggest bombshell for gold investors in 45 years. And stop right there. It wasn't the biggest bombshell for gold investors. Once again, these stories lie, or they just don't know what the heck or hell they're talking about. It was the biggest bombshell for every single person here in the United States. It wasn't not only in 1971, but it was also in 1964 when they demonetized and took silver out of the coin. It made you even more enslaved to the system, as well as when Nixon closed the gold window, because it was a default that the United States went through. It was a debt default. They had too much cash and didn't have the gold to back it. So what did they do? They closed the window on gold. It didn't bother any gold investors. That's a lie. It enslaved and took your labor is what it did. It enslaved you even more. Why? He went on the news special bulletin and he said, "I am temporarily closing the gold window." Lying. All they do. So it says the biggest bombshell for gold investors in 45 years since the Nixon announcement may be ahead. The bombshell is a potential ban on imports of gold into India. If this happens, there is a high probability of a one-day drop in gold that could reach $200. Doesn't matter, because value and price is two different things. I don't care where the dollar-denominated price of gold and silver is. That just means that those that are manipulating they're asking the wrong value, the wrong price for it anyhow. A prerequisite to understand the potential development is to understand what would happen in India, what happened in India recently, a prerequisite to understanding this potential development is to understand what has happened in India recently, which you already now know. Please carefully read India, not Trump, is the real reason behind the crash in gold prices before explaining the enormity of such a ban. Let's start looking at the charts, and they have charts here and everything else. Very, very important. And we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we're definitely, definitely going to take a look at this and see what this really, really means. And I'm going to tell you, when they do decide to have a gold ban inside of India, the black market in India is going to explode even further. And it is going to be where people are going to be smuggling it into the country in the black market, and they are going to thrive in that whole thing. And it's going to, this is why they're trying to push down the price of it paper-wise, so people here and everywhere else will say, I don't want that. It ain't got no value. You go ahead and get some damn Jordans and see what this system will continue to do. So, listen, guys, you ready to go to a commercial break? Just want to make sure that you know these things, that you can position yourself for the opportunity and protect yourself and your family. Listen to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call at 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. And I will see you in the queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. Make sure we are good to go. Yeah. So we're looking at another part of the currency collapse that has actually happened, you know, throughout the world right now, and is only going to continue to grow. There is no way to put this thing back, the genie back in the bottle, so to speak. You have to protect yourself while you still can, and leverage yourself accordingly. And it doesn't matter if you have $5, $10, $20, $100, you need to, whatever you're going to save, you need to save that in a real instrument that has real value. A real instrument of value. It does not mean that you only have to do the precious metals. But the precious metals is the most perfect form of money that we have. Like I said, no person on this planet would be able to live here without silver. System won't tell you that. And a lot of people will say, huh? What do you mean? You need to know. You need to find out. What you do know, you can benefit from. And what you don't know can adversely affect you. All right, so let's get back to this article. It says India imports, I wanted to skip the Fibonacci stuff that's there just because of the interest of time and everything else. Very important. It says India imports are huge. They're talking about gold. On average, India imports about 700 tons of gold each year. So if they tell you that it's 700 tons of gold, that's nowhere near the truth. It's probably something more like 2,100 tons a year. This is just what the system does. It lies about everything. This is an enormous quantity. And an abrupt reduction in demand of this magnitude, there will be no reduction of demand of gold anywhere in the world. What happens is this, is the system try to prevent you from acquiring it. But this is the key. They can only prevent you from acquiring it based in the system that they developed. If you truly want it, you can get it because they don't have a patent on it. They can't patent gold and silver because they didn't create it. So, if a ban is on, an abrupt reduction in demand, which that's a lot of this magnitude, if there is a ban on the import on India's imports, will be a major shock to the gold market. That's what they say, but that's not really true. Won't be a shock at all. At the Archrow report, we caught the rumor of a potential gold ban very early on. We took the rumor seriously and incorporated in our own models that gave the selling signals and gold rallies after the U.S. presidential election. See, now these are technical things, and this is all the gold that they're talking about in the market, the paper gold. We don't deal in paper gold. If you can't hold it, you don't own it. Excuse me, if you don't hold it, you don't control it. You can't own it because you didn't create it. You can't control it. Okay, there's a difference, and this is why it's so important that you don't engage in any paper contracts on the COMEX or in the market with gold. You don't have gold. You're going to just get another piece of paper like your currency saying that you own gold, and then if you ever try to get it because you need it, they can say at any time, sorry, nope, you paid for it and everything else, but we just stole because we never had it to give. We had it to leverage in our for our favor. We never was going to give it to you from the first place, and they made you pay storage on something that you don't control. Man, the system is brutal. So it goes on. However, as a reputable firm with large number of readers and not wanting to fan the rumors, we did not publish it. Why do you think that they didn't publish it? See, so many times people don't publish things and things and tell people about different things because they want to gain from it. They want to gain from it exclusively. And this is how the system creates the energy that upholds it, because we become what we had to endure. So even though the media and much of the Western world is mostly still oblivious to the major potential development ahead, we now feel comfortable publishing it for three reasons. First, the premium on gold sold in India has jumped to $12 per ounce, the highest premium since 2014, meaning that the physical gold price, there's an added premium of $12 more, and that's above the spot plus price. See, most people, and people say to me all the time, you know, sometimes they don't understand, which I understand. They say, hey, the spot price of silver and gold is at one price, but the physical price is so much more. Why would I want to pay that? Well, because one is real and one's not. When you're hungry, do you want a pitcher of food or do you want real food? So if you want a pitcher of gold and silver, well, then go buy the contract. This is the thing. You can't even buy one ounce gold contract. You got to buy in multiples of thousands. So that's another deception and a lie of it all. So you buy one contract, you're looking at one contract being a minimum of $15,000 to $20,000. And it ain't even real gold or silver that you're going to be getting. Excuse me, minimum for silver, $20,000 for a piece of paper. They printed that piece of paper. They didn't go into the mines and dig that stuff up. They didn't pay labor to get that. They printed it. Or they ain't even printed. They sent you an email. All right, so it goes on. We see the jump in premiums as tangible proof that the rumor is taking hold and affecting gold price. Second, Indians Bullion and Jewelry Association has informed its members that they are hearing from certain circles a potential ban on gold imports subsequent to our earlier information. This has now become public. Third, social media in Asia is abuzz with these rumors. Social media is abuzz with these rumors in Asia. Who's telling you this here in the States? They're getting you to watch the old mainstream media and doing other stuff. Social media here ain't even telling you about this stuff. And this is why, the reason is because the ultimate target is you here in the States. And they're going to position themselves throughout the world to withstand the demise of the debt economy. And they'll position themselves with the necessary assets that are going to collateralize the new economy that's going to be based in assets. And they're going to say, you know what? It was the U.S. that caused all of these problems. Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if India said that they were forced by the U.S. to do it. And then everybody's going to be mad in India. They're going to be mad at the U.S. because different people in their families died or whatever. They had a hard time. And yes, there may be some major deaths that come up from this anytime that you have an economic disaster. And then the whole, see, now you see this building, the whole world is going to be mad at the United States, and they're going to point it right to here. And everybody's going to be right to go to war and to steal all the resources from the United States because they were ill-gotten in the first place through their all their colonization. Oh, they're going to come up with ICC accounts. They're going to come up with, accusations. They're going to come up with all forms of UN, violation of human rights, violation of sovereignty, violation of this and that. So the whole world is going to go to war against the great Satan. Got to give it to the system. They've been doing this for a very long time, and they put in a mechanism and a nomenclature of operation that has been proven to work. It's proven to work until the people decide no. It goes on the article, and let's end it here. At this time, it's very important for gold investors to stay plugged into sources knowledgeable about gold in India and be alert for any further sign that an import ban may be in the offering. Now that I have given you a heads up with regards to the potential impact, investors should review their precious metals holding to make sure they are comfortable just in case it is a big down draft. This is in India. And let me give this critical point. It says, now that I have given you the heads up on what's regarding to the potential impact, investors should review their precious metals holding to make sure they are comfortable just in case there is a big down draft. I would say that you can just from that last paragraph, you know that this was not an article in America because, or made or meant for Americans, because Americans have no precious metals holdings at all. What little precious metals holding they had, they gave up at gold parties and cash for gold stores that were everywhere from 2006 to 2015. They were on darn near every corner, regardless of how big or how small the community was. You can guarantee that there was a Cash for Gold store that was there. There is no precious metals holding here in the States. And this is why people here are going to be far more vulnerable to the blindsiding tactics and the sucker punch that is in the wind and has already been thrown and has already landed. That Cash for Gold, ladies and gentlemen, was soft mining. Back in 2006, 2007, when the 2008, 2009 crisis hit, I knew that that wasn't the major crisis to come because they hadn't yet got the gold out of everyone's possession. They see, what they do is they take everything and they give you nothing. They told you to bring in your priceless gold and we'll give you cash. And they gave, told you, they had you bring in priceless and they gave you worthless. This is not a means to scare you or threaten you. This is the truth. The setup is already there. One dude said to me, David, that scares me. And I said to him, that's because you're not prepared. Unprepared people are scared. And I always push here with you all. There's no reason for you to be scared, is the reason for you to always be prepared. So that what happened on November the 8th in India, when that blindside and that sucker punch comes from everybody else, you've already removed yourself so it won't land. And believe me, there is going to be a global black market for the precious metals and other things of intrinsical value. So it's not about the consumerism of Jordans now, ladies and gentlemen. That stuff will get you enslaved for generations to come because your energy is being wasted and being taken and stolen from you. Preserve your labor. The precious metals have been around for hundreds and millions of years, and they've never, ever gone to zero, nor can they. I can't see the board. Let me check. Okay, we're good. So, real quick, let me, okay, so, what should you be doing? There was, you prepare from the means in which you live under, and you invoke more discipline in your life than you've ever invoked before. See, so often here in America, we want a quick and easy fix to everything. A quick and easy fix to everything. And we don't want to endure the discipline necessary for us to be great again. It's just like, as an example, an athlete. An athlete that is born with great God-given talent does not guarantee that they will not squander that talent. But the one that is not as talented and works for and works diligently and has the discipline, even though they're not as talented, but their discipline level and their work ethic is beyond their talent, those become the ones that legends are wrote about. Your work ethic, your discipline. How are you using your energy? The solutions are here. They never left. Just that the solutions aren't always comfortable to our feelings. Therein lies our biggest problem. Because we've been taught to feel good. It's not about a feeling. It's about a determination and self-direction to be sovereign at all costs. Whatever energy I need to do, whatever it is that I need to, I am investing forward. Not only, and see, most of us think that we're investing forward just for our children and in that nature, and your namesake. No, it's not investing forward that way. Do you realize the same energy that you have now and when you make the great transformation of what man calls physical death, that you really can't, because no energy can be extinguished, that same energy that you have will go with you into the next phase of eternity. And this is why you need to invest forward with your overall control of your free will. I don't think there's reincarnation. I just think that there's creation. There's no ending to anything. And we have to create who we are now, because you've been given the free will to do just that. Build your heaven. Establish your own. Be sovereign and self-determining. And methodically and quietly, within the whispers of your strength, establish your strongholds that can never, ever be compromised. So everyone, just want to thank you for listening to the show today. Much love and much respect. We're going to get out of here now, and it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And always remember, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Peace.
Consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.